Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
The kid is in the building. What's up?
What's up, Jerry?
So, I don't even know where to begin. Where do we leave off? It's been a couple of weeks.
It's been a couple of months, I think, since we've done anything.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
What was the last
free agency?
What we did, probably the recap of the free agency. That's right.
Free agency and summer league. So, it's been almost 2 months now, because that was like beginning of July. So.
The boy.
Yeah.
This is prime football. Almost prime baseball playoff time. So there's a lot going on, for sure.
Yeah.
Frank's FIBA performance we have to get into. He just killed it over there.
Listen, man, he's making some crisp passes. He's looking better looking than ever. I mean, what a good looking kid, you know?
Yeah, did you see like the Sears like family photo that he put on his Instagram the other day?
Yeah, I did.
What is this guy doing? He looks like a 10-year-old. Come on.
Speaking of family photos and photos in general, just a public service announcement to all the listeners. Do yourselves a favor, log into your iCloud tonight and back up all your photos.
Yes, always. Oh. It's a key.
Yeah.
You feel like half your life just like vanished. It's like a weird feeling. That happened.
Yeah.
It happened to me once. It sucked. It was terrible.
It sucked. Yeah. So I had a fun weekend. Got my phone stolen. Had to disable the phone so to make sure that nobody could get in there. Can't contact anyone. Can't do anything. And then I had a live fantasy football draft the next day on the Upper West Side. So I just went there and did that, and I had to get a phone late last night, yesterday. I couldn't set it up till this morning. And by the way, like, getting a phone isn't just like showing up and purchasing the phone. It takes a long time to set up the phone, and they had to call Verizon, and it's insane. And then you have to re-download all your apps.
Wait, so you didn't have anything backed up for like how long? Like that's
Verizon,
crazy.
Verizon backed up my contact, but that's it.
Wow. So like all your apps, your photos.
Brutal.
Yep.
All that.
Everything's gone. But I got this phone. I just got this phone too. So it was in January. So I lost a year, but in this year, I've had so many vacations, bachelor parties, my birthday weekend, we went to AC, we did a bunch of stuff, so I can get some of it, a lot of it back like over time from friends, but it just sucks. And on top of that, phones these days, they cost $1,000.
Ridiculous. Because
that's crazy.
Does the new one come out like in September, the new model?
Yeah, probably.
Next month, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like twice a year they're coming out with phones. I mean, the newest models, and you know, I'm cool with my 8, but it's nuts. Yeah, you lose your phone, you basically you're like, we didn't know where you were the last 2 days. We're like, yo, I hope everything's okay with you. It's like, it's crazy though. Like just from not having your phone, it's like you're pretty much you don't exist. It's kind of sad, but
you're gone. Yeah.
Let me tell you. It felt good. It's like liberating.
Right?
Not attached to your phone. Just a bit of a break. Like, I was off the grid for probably 2 full days, and it felt amazing. It was great.
Right. For sure. But.
Yeah, no, that's got to be nice. I'm sure, like, it'd be, like, quite the test. I couldn't do it just because for, I think, work or, I mean, you know, for every, I mean, that's how you reach people, right? It's not even just a social media thing. I mean, it's everything, you know, having your phone.
Yeah.
I read books on my phone, you know, like literally I use it for everything. So it's like, it's tough, you know, but it is nice when you get that chance to just, you know, not have to rely on it or use it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
You think Odell Odell still has Dave Gettleman's phone number in his phone or not.
What's like Baker? What is he telling? What is Odell telling like Baker Mayfield for him
It's so weird. Like, yeah. Why are they talking about the Giants so much? It's ridiculous. You guys haven't won anything. Like, nothing.
So here's what it is, man. Odell is obviously still tight about getting traded. He's still pissed. And it's all because, you know, his personality and his lifestyle and everything, it's New York. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's out. He loves to be seen all the time. He loves to be out. He loves to be with people. He wants people always, you know, taking pictures of him and videos and all stuff. In Cleveland, they don't really have that lifestyle or that nightlife.
Nope.
So I think he's still upset. You know, he definitely lost money too because, you know, being in New York and being a marketable superstar is much different than being one in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's
weird because he talks like out of both sides of his mouth. One interview, he'd be like, you know what? It wasn't working out there. It was for the best. I like it over here better. And then the other one, he's like, why? Because, you know, it's just like, make up your mind. Like, are you happy to be there? Are you not happy? Like, were you happy in New York? Weren't you happy? Like, he flip-flops way too much. Like, he should not take any more questions about it. Like, hey, I'm in Cleveland right now. I'm going to, you know, be the best we can be for this team this year. Just leave it at that. Like, because people are going to keep on fishing for, they're going to keep on fishing for more comments, like, the more he does it. So it's not going to stop.
Well, here's the thing.
Letting him.
He's stirring the pot, and he's providing all the headlines because he's not just bitter about it. Like, think about what he did, what the line was today. He's like, the Giants sent me to Cleveland to die. Like, that's so dramatic and over the top. And then he makes accusations that the Giants had better offers but chose Cleveland because they wanted to get at him and send him to Cleveland. Like, that's crazy to me. That's insane. And I don't think... The NFL is one of these places where you see it every December or every January. How many coaches, like a quarter of the league, the coaches get fired, right? All these guys are trying to win games, otherwise you don't have a job. So I doubt that the Giants are like, no, we're going to take the lesser offer, and just to ship him to Cleveland. And by the way, Cleveland on paper looks great, right? So I don't know what he's talking about.
Right. I mean,
the whole situation is weird. It's strange.
Yeah, I feel like in the NFL, though, it doesn't matter as much, I feel like, the major market, because Rodgers in Green Bay, you know, all these guys get a lot of press.
And it's one game. It's one game a week. So, like, everyone in their city is the main attraction.
Yeah.
Like, it's huge for every city. Like, it's what they are looking forward to all week. So, yeah, I agree with that. It doesn't matter for the market.
Right.
As much.
You got Colin Cowherd, who has a huge show, and he's talking about Baker Mayfield, every day. You know? So, it doesn't really, as long as you have like a personality, you're going to get coverage and you're going to be marketable.
What'd you guys think of Baker Mayfield, what he said about Daniel Jones?
Well, yeah, that's definitely why we got on topic here. Yeah.
If he stuck by it, I'd be like, all right, this is opinion, good for him. But the way he backtracked after, like, the feedback that he got, that was soft. Like, you can't do that. He just looked, like, really weak.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that. Like, how right away he got on Instagram and was like... Actually, no, it took only a few hours, right, after the backlash to really, like, respond. It wasn't, like, right away. So, yeah, I think he was seeing, like, what people are saying about him, and he was getting, like, you know, a lot of negative press. He put that out.
He's real sensitive.
That's a cheap shot at Jones. Like, first of all, you know, you're both professional quarterbacks. Like, it's supposed to be, like, a fraternity-type thing. Like, unless there's some, like, backstory between those two that they don't get along, which I highly doubt. Like, why would you even go after the kid like that? And I'm happy Jones, like, he didn't even respond to it. He's like, whatever. Like, I'm busy here. I'm trying to win games. Like, shut up. So he definitely handled it correctly.
Eli 2.0. And Baker's leading all QBs and shotgunning beers. So, you know, that's what he's known for. Now, I think Baker's got the talent, but do you think he's the type of Johnny Football type?
He could be. They were 1-5 against winning teams last year.
Right.
Like, he beat a bunch of like scrub. Like
he could be a boomer bust. I don't know. I think he's incredibly cocky. I mean, he's. I get it. Like it's exciting for Cleveland. And,
The defenses are going to be just going after him this year, trying to just knock him out every single play.
Embarrass him.
And he's bringing that on himself. He's not like a big dude where he can withstand it. Yeah, he's tough, but he doesn't have that body to take hits like a Cam Newton or like a Luck, you know, something like that. So
Speaking of Luck, my God, what's going on with Andrew Luck? I mean, this guy every year he can't catch a break. It's really a shame because he could be the most talented quarterback in the league if he's healthy, right? I mean,
yeah, and he's tough, like he's really really tough, but it just seems like it's terrible luck or like.
Yeah, bad luck.
If the Yankees training staff like is doing like moonlighting as the Colts training staff because
that's a good one.
They've been screwing up stuff for like a couple years now.
Right,
like the arm, like they totally
the shoulder,
his ribs. Yeah, the shoulder. Now I got the calf. Now it's his ankle.
High ankle.
What are they doing? They said this happened back in March. It's August. Like. There's been no surgery. There's been nothing, and all of a sudden, it just pops up that he might have. It's strange, really strange,
bizarre. Yeah, I don't know.
He might be the biggest what if guy if this keeps up because he is like. I mean, I love him as a player, but if he's not healthy, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And the one good thing, at least they have Jacoby Brissett. If they need him for, let's say, at max like two games,
that's
like,
a good backup.
Jacoby can do fine. Games. Yeah. He's a really good backup. But, yeah, it really stinks because, I agree with Paul. I echo the same thing. I think Andrew Luck is awesome when he's healthy. It just sucks that, it's weird that he's been hurt since March with this injury. Like, it's a lot of months to go by and still not healthy.
Yeah. He's just like a good guy. Like, he just seems like a class
he's
act.
He's good for the NFL. Like, those guys want to watch.
Yeah, like he gets sacked and like he'll like compliment like the guy who sacks him and they'll like shake his hand like oh great sack. need more guys now you want to talk about QBs breakout QBs we can talk about Mr. Sammy Darnold over in Florham Park who's killing it right now killing it
Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy D. Yeah. I'm extremely excited for him. I think he'll be in like the top half of quarterbacks this year. The key is staying healthy. And with their defense, like, we've been talking about, I think they're going to give a decent amount of points this year. They're going to be involved in like a lot of shootouts this year. He's going to put up big, big numbers, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Turn. And, he's only, like, I think he just turned 22, like, recently.
Right.
He's like two full years younger than Mayfield.
Right. Yeah.
People forget that when they compare those two. Like, he's two full years younger.
Yeah. He's just a kid. And one thing they've been saying is just he's just matured, like, so much just in, like, 1 year alone. Not like he was ever immature, but...
No. But he's more confident. He's more assertive. Like,
yes.
In the huddle. Like, even the players, the coaches said he feels like, all right, this is my team now. Like, he's not... just trying to blend in. He could actually put his foot down and
I think Gase has a lot to do with that. Like I think back to Colin Cowherd, he was saying Gase is like Kyle Shanahan East. Basically he's the Kyle Shanahan of the East Coast. Whereas,
compare Bowling Gase to coaching a quarterback. It's a joke. Like that's why I hated that he was the coach. Like it's totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah.
So he's going to take a big leap for sure this year.
For sure. We'll,
we're in good hands. We're in good hands.
Yeah, we'll deep dive a little bit more. We'll do like an official NFL preview, on the next episode. And we'll get into that. Let's just go around the league though, like we're doing with the training camp stuff. I saw AB Antonio Brown. I don't know. He walked off the field again, or he didn't practice again today. Made another appeal for the helmet thing. I've never seen anything this bizarre. I have a feeling he's going to get his way eventually. I don't know. what do you guys think? I haven't been watching Hard Knocks, so what do you guys think?
Well, like, it's a safety thing, right? That's what they're saying? It's
yeah.
for safety?
Yeah.
Like, they have to pass it?
Yeah.
All right, well, if that's the case, if he wants to do it, if it would only hurt him, I would say, like, him wearing a helmet that's not up to their standards, it's not going to hurt anyone else. If he signs, like, a waiver, and it's not, like, a competitive advantage, why not let him wear it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's his head. You know what I mean? It's his brain.
Yeah.
He wants to wear,
yeah, I think it's about workplace safety, right? And you can't, I mean, technically, they are at work. And
right.
after the field is there.
Yeah.
And as an employer, you have to provide, you know, you have to provide a safe working environment and a safe place. Like, he can't go out there. He's in the wrong with this. You know what I mean? Like, he's got to man up because everyone else is doing. He's the only one in the NFL. So, he should man up. But I think the NFL would be a little more lenient. But if that's the rule, he's got to follow it. They got to come to some kind of agreement. But at the end of the day, like, you know, he's got $30 million in guaranteed money on the line. You need to just suit up and play and worry about being in sync with your quarterback. You're a new team, new quarterback, new coach.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And the process,
Gruden's got to be, like, just fucking out.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's got to be going crazy.
Oh, yeah. The Chucky face is probably coming out more than ever. I get why the NFL is resisting, because if they let him do this, then there's going to be, you know, 30 other players, maybe even more, coming out. Oh,
yeah,
I want my helmet.
No, you're right. Yeah, we'll open up, like, Pandora's box. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
But the thing is, put aside, right, if his frostbite is healed and he has that working helmet, we're talking about a possible the best wide receiver in the league. It's crazy.
Right.
Like, yeah. You know, they need him to be a part of that team. And he's just got to – he can't be a diva. He's got to just play.
Who would have thought that Tyreek Hill and Josh Gordon would be on the practice field before Antonio Brown?
Right, right.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Has he practiced at all? I saw, like, some clips of him doing something.
He's done, like walkthroughs, but, like,
right.
With, like, putting a helmet on and, like, doing, like, actual, like, 7-on-7. No.
It's crazy.
He tried to trick him, like, he, like, changed it, like, altered the helmet or, like, the decal, like, he painted stuff on to make it look like he's wearing a new helmet, but they caught on, and they took him off the field. Yeah, he's, like, he's going really, really far with it. He's not letting go.
Yeah.
And, like, to your point,
it's crazy.
To your point about, like, it's not the same, like, you need to be out there on the team, I thought it was so hilarious when they, like, they posted a video of Melvin Gordon, and he's running on a treadmill with pads and a helmet. What are you doing?
Yeah.
How is that?
They got to give him money, man. Like, come on. Like, pay up. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, what's...
He's been in the league a little longer. Who's been... Like, did he come in with Zeke? No, he came in before Zeke, right?
I thought it was the same year.
Well, was it the same year? Because they're both on a rookie deal, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
But that's crazy. That's tough, man. Neither of them have been practicing, like, right?
I don't blame them. Like, for running backs, you really only have, like, one shot to get eight. So, this is it.
Yeah. I don't blame them.
Bell definitely started a trend with that. That's going to happen a lot more.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So do you think he's going to
get out? Saquon next year.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
You think he's going to get moved, or you think he's sitting out the full year?
Zeke or Gordon?
Gordon,
yeah. I think he pretty much said it. He's like, I'll sit out. I don't care.
That's so crazy how these guys can just do that.
I don't think these guys are messing around.
Like, yeah.
It's better to sit out of here, not take any hits on your body, you know, keep the mileage down, but still be available for that next payday, because someone will pay him. Someone will. He's like, hey, if I have to wait a year, fine. I'm not going to get hurt. I'm going to get my money eventually. So... Bell's he definitely got that going. It's so weird, though. Imagine Gordon, like, sits out the whole year. Zeke sits out the whole year.
I know.
Pretty wild.
I know. What about Dak?
Crazy.
What about Dak Prescott?
If he turns down $30 million a year, then that's just moronic. And if the Cowboys offer him more than $30 million, they're morons. So it'll be interesting how that plays out. I don't think he's good, like, at all. I'm not a fan of him.
I think he's somewhere in the middle of the pack as far as
he's quarterbacks. A quarterback.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. He's not like a. I don't think he elevates people at all. I don't think he's someone you can just like, hey, you know, go throw the ball 50 times and win the game.
Right.
You know, their offense is running Zeke offensive line and like short passing.
Right.
A lot of people.
He's very, very serviceable. Absolutely. But not.
And it's funny because what's his name? Jalen Smith just got, you know, the linebacker from. He just had a huge deal from Dallas, like extension today. So he got paid before Zeke and Dak.
Wow. Wow. So they, yikes.
I could see that turning into like a disaster down there. I don't think they're that good anyway.
Oh, see, I think they are good. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just not a big fan of it. I don't know.
Juice, what do you think?
Once you pay the quarterback a boatload of money, I think that's when the rest of the team just suffers and you're
just fall down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what's made Brady so. Yeah.
You've seen it with Aaron Rodgers. You've seen it with now. What's going to be interesting? Russell Wilson.
Yep.
How are they going to build a team and keep it together?
They'll have Goff. Well, did Goff get one already or no? No. I think they got him early, like a friendly deal.
Not positive enough.
But yeah, he'll be one. Wentz will be another one. Or did Wentz? I think he got paid too this year.
Wentz got 130 actually.
He got 130. Paid. Yeah. So okay, he already got his. Yeah. If I want like the Jets like to become a contender, like it won't happen this year, but like next year it has to happen. While he's on his rookie deal and like. Bell, Mosley, these guys are in their prime because you won't be able to keep all them forever.
No, definitely not.
It's tricky.
Yeah. What are you guys' thoughts on this whole Jay-Z thing? First off, what are basically the specifics with it? Is he looking to get some ownership with a team? Is that what it is? Or
I think that's end game.
That's the end game. Okay.
I think that's his end game. Yeah, he's trying to get in good. And you know he's a businessman. That's what he is. So
he's a businessman.
I really don't have like a big opinion on it. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Right.
I don't know. I'm sure people are very into it, but I'm not really.
Yeah.
I think if the company, if Roc Nation is really working, collaborating with the NFL, and they're doing. You know, they have some efforts to bridge the gap between the players and the communities that they're in and you know, address some of the social injustice issues, then I think it's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I think it would be a good fit. But I think a lot of people are upset because they see it as you're behind Colin Kaepernick and now he can't get a job and he's been kind of blackballed by the NFL. So now you're partnering with the people that are blackballing.
And right.
So, you know, there's arguments on both sides of it. But ultimately, I think JC said, if you guys are just harping on Colin Kaepernick for not getting a job, you're not moving the needle and you're not really thinking about the bigger picture, which is kind of making a difference in all these communities.
Correct. So, and didn't he say he reached out to Kaepernick. He tried to get him involved or something like that. I don't know. I mean, that could be all. I mean, Kaepernick didn't come out and say he didn't. So
where's Kaepernick been? Like, he doesn't have like social media at all, right? He doesn't really do interviews. He's kind of like just MIA, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think he's just working out. I think does you know speeches at different conferences and forums and stuff like that, and that's about it. But a bunch of the players were really pissed about it. Who was it? Eric Reed? He was very outspoken about the whole thing.
He's a big one, yeah.
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 Yeah. And I think, what was it Jason Whitlock? Wasn't he come out and say something?
He likes to be in, like, the minority.
He likes to take it there.
You know, point of view. Yeah, whatever the majority of people are saying, he likes to go against it and, like, have his, like, point of view. He always plays, like, the devil's advocate.
Always.
Sure. That guy. Yeah. Always stirring it up.
Yeah.
Always stirring it up.
Yeah, he had some stuff.
He does make good points sometimes. But, like, a lot of times he's just trolling and just trying to get, like, a rise out of everyone.
Yeah,
too.
For sure.
I think ultimately listen, like, if whether they do good for the NFL and for all these communities that feel like there are, you know, there's social injustice going on and there's a bad relationship, whether they do these good things or not, Jay-Z is definitely going to get rich off of it somehow. You know, he is a businessman. He's going to be, do you know that they're going to be playing the music in all the arenas? He's going to be doing Super Bowl halftime shows.
Yep.
He's going to, the biggest thing is he's going to get in real close with all these billionaire owners. And then, yeah, who knows? Maybe, wasn't like the Carolina Panthers up for sale or they were talking about
it? Yeah. I could see that. Because Diddy, wasn't it like Diddy and Steph Curry and a bunch of other guys were going to combine and do something like that?
Yeah, you got to get some fresh blood, you know, for these ownership instead of, you know.
Well, you got to get a
80-year-old white man. It's just like, all right, you know, get some.
Get some black, Hispanic ownership in the league.
Anything.
Absolutely.
Anything.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Absolutely. So, yeah, whatever. I was kind of like, at first, I'm not going to lie, I was like, you know, what's Jay-Z doing here? Kaepernick, that, you know, that whole thing. But now I thought about it and looked more into it. I mean, yeah. I mean, he wants to really help and get involved. Fuck it. He's got the voice. He's got the name. He's got the money. So,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know? What else in the NFL? We missing anything? Obviously, like I said, next episode we'll get a little more deep dive. But anything else in training camp or of note?
My quarterback looks great.
Yeah, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, the party started.
Other than the two fumbles, he has looked pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, he's made some beautiful throws and he looks like a quarterback. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like, you know, I thought he was a little dorky and nerdy looking at the draft, you know, tall, skinny, but like, nah, he looks good. He looks good. I'll admit it. I'm not gonna, you know.
He looks like he'll be like what Brock Osweiler should have been. You know, when people are like hyping him up on Denver.
Yeah.
Like, ah, this guy's good. He's kind of like that. Like, he's accurate, he's big, he can run.
Yeah.
Got a nice arm. I think he's gonna be solid.
Yeah.
He's not gonna be some colossal bust that, like, everyone was predicting. There's no way. I don't see that happen.
No.
It's just interesting. What's going to happen with how quick, if they haven't already, the majority of Giants fans just turn on Eli and want Jones to start? But I think it's going to happen pretty soon. It all depends on how the team does. So if they're winning, Eli's still in there. I think Eli's going to play the whole year. If they start losing tons of games, I think Jones will get his chance, but then they'll give Eli his swan song, you know, final game of the year.
That's what I just feel like it's going to happen, like, after, like, one game. Like, if they lose in Dallas, they're like, all right, you know, make the switch. He's done. He's cooked. Like, you got to go to Jones. It's just going to...
Yeah, it's so predictable.
It's going to be awkward for Eli. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Shermer. And it's going to be rough. But who knows? Maybe Eli comes out and, you know, they win.
Yeah.
They look good.
I've been saying this with Eli. You know, I think the whole Odell thing, it could be like, you know, and I think we've talked about it, like a Ewing theory, you know? Maybe Odell, he commanded so much attention. It probably was bitching, I need the ball, give me the ball, throw me the damn ball, the whole thing. Now that he's gone, they don't have to focus so much on him. They can spread it out and Eli can maybe be a little more comfortable.
Yeah,
as long as he's protected, he could be good, you know?
Yeah, it just sucks that, like, Shepard's banged up. I think he'll be all right, but Tate is out for the beginning, and Coleman towards ACL.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got some guys.
This happens,
Yeah, it's NFL, so.
Yeah.
I think Eli's got one more run in him, one more year.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Let's go over to basketball real quick. Who has been your favorite workout tape player of the summer?
Well, I saw one today that was pretty funny. It was Cantor. He was missing dunks left and right.
I think he was just doing that on purpose. Yeah.
Oh, was he?
I think so. He was just trying to be silly or some shit. Just being Cantor.
You know, I'm a little biased going back to the draft, but I think Dennis Smith is looking pretty good.
I've
seen. He looks in shape. Looks like definitely lost weight. Explosive jumper looks a lot better. He seems like he's, like, finally realizing. I feel like his work ethic probably wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
I think he's realizing, hey, you know, this is like my third year.
gotta get my stuff together, or else, you know, I'll be a journeyman for like my whole entire career. So
yeah,
he looked good. It's tough to take from workout videos, but everything that I saw, he looked really good.
Well, did you see the most recent one with Elfrid Payton and Marcus Morris? He looked.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, dunks left and right. He's hitting shots. You know, he had the one with Brickley like a month ago where he was hitting shots all over the place. Like, yeah, no. That was going to be my guy, too, even though, you know, we are biased as Knicks fans. But he has looked good.
Yeah.
Juice, how about you?
You guys are talking about cancer. I feel like lately I've been just seeing like him practicing wrestling with older wrestlers, and he's getting ready for his next career.
Yeah, he's getting ready for that wrestling career.
To be honest, I haven't been watching too much of these workout videos. I'm still butthurt. I'm so upset that the Knicks didn't get one of the big name free agents, or they didn't get at least another piece. It's going to be tough. I am not as optimistic about the Knicks this year as some other people are. I think they're going to be, I don't know yet. Like, I don't think they're going to be very good.
It's too early to tell,
But I'll say Julius Randle looks like a monster. He's got like an eight-pack.
He's
got muscles on up. Well, he looks great. I wasn't impressed by Porzingis. To me, he still looks scrawny.
Yeah.
I think they caught some good lighting on his
he's such a dork. I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, who cares about your upper body? Work on your legs.
He was in mid pump with a good angle doing the bicep curl, which makes everyone look pretty big. Like,
yeah.
He sucks. Yeah. He's gonna break down like always.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for LeBron to come back. I think definitely going to be, he's definitely going to come back hungry. His first offseason that he's had, like a real offseason.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for him. I was real sad to see Boogie Cousins go down again. That's just three really like injuries in a row. His career may be done.
It was a blessing.
It was
a blessing.
I never said that, okay? I didn't say that, okay?
Yeah, I didn't see if Funhouse posted anything. Did he backtrack on that? Did someone call him out?
No, he didn't respond to it. But yeah, for everyone listening, Francesa pretty much said it was a blessing that DeMarcus Cousins got hurt. So
I think what he meant was a blessing for the Lakers. But I mean,
no, I know exactly. I know what he meant. I'm sure a lot of people did, but like it just came out the way it came out. I was like, dude, no.
Yeah, too soon.
How about the time? How about you say like, you know, that sucks for DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
Like, leave it at that.
Yeah.
It's a blessing, you know, that his career is over. Like, all right, bro, okay. Calm down. Okay?
Yeah, he's, the always entertaining
Dwight
Francis.
Dwight Howard's going
to come. Oh, yeah, the return. The return.
Joakim Noah. Yeah, one of those guys. They're working out.
Yeah, I've seen him in the workout vids. Poor Carmelo. Is he being blackballed? Like, this is like, at first I was like, nah, yeah. But like I'm like convinced now. This is really bizarre.
Something's up.
Yeah. That's your boy Juice. Like what do you think?
Me? It sucks. He's 100% getting, I mean, he asked to be on the Team USA team when all these lesser players don't want to be on the team.
Right.
And I think he wanted to be the best. And he's probably one of the greatest, you know, basketball Olympians they've ever had, and they said no to him. I don't know what the reason is. He's definitely, I would say, absolutely good enough to be on an NBA basketball team, but you know, I don't know. Even you know, I was surprised. Even not even the Lakers, who they're, I think they need people. You know, it's amazing that he couldn't even get on that team. So
it seems it seems like it's kind of like a Kaepernick situation where the talent and media attention doesn't, it keeps like, you know, teams away from signing him. Like they don't want that attention. You know, cause he's going to obviously bring a lot of like talking points if he signs with a team and during the year, is he happy? Is he not happy?
Right.
So they're figuring, you know, is the talent really worth the headache of like having to deal with that? I think in LA, it would be no problem. The media is pretty chill. You have LeBron to kind of take the heat off. Davis, it's a huge thing. I think he blends in well there. But that might be why teams are, you know, staying away from him.
I think
unless he's like behind the scenes, he's like a total asshole. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, there's got to be something there. I think maybe he signs on like mid-year with the team, like a contender, you know, who needs scoring. Yeah. Like someone goes down, like maybe on the Lakers, like, I don't know, one of their, you know, scorers goes down and they need some score. I don't know. It's kind of a shame. I mean, I don't know.
It just sucks that this is how his career is going to end.
Right. He is a That's Hall the part. Fan. Yeah.
I think he's an absolute Hall of Famer. But
he's a bad rep amongst like casual fans. I feel like he doesn't get any of the respect that he deserves for his career.
But I think he's loved around the NBA circle.
Oh no, in the NBA the players love. Like you saw Royce White today. He's like, listen, everybody that played in the NBA forever for the past like decade, whatever, who played against this guy knows how good he is. Like, you know what the fans say, media is total BS. Like,
right.
He's awesome, like amazing player, and the fact that Jared Dudley is getting a contract over him is like embarrassing.
It's a joke.
That was good that he was like, speaking up for him, because I feel like a lot of players, they don't do that enough for Melo.
Yeah,
some do. Quincy Billups, like I don't think he did Melo any favors. What he said,
right, with the scoring thing,
with the 30 points, like Melo would be happy. He scored 30 points. But if he didn't score 30 points, he wouldn't be happy. I'm like, dude, like.
and then Earl Watson comes out in Melo's defense, totally goes the other way from what Billups said. It's like, all right, what's the real story here? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's just a shame for his career.
Like, bottom line, he definitely should be on the team right now. Getting ready to play.
Yeah.
He can still.
I had high hopes before Kevin Durant tore his Achilles, and you know, maybe there was a chance that he was gonna, you know, they were gonna win the title and then he was gonna leave and come to New York. I was hoping if they got Durant, if they got Kyrie, then like you know how other vets will slowly follow.
Yeah.
And I was hoping they would give Melo a deal so at least he could be on this team, you know, Super Bowl without. But it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think something happens, like maybe mid-season. I don't know about before the season, but, you know, we'll watch that.
Yeah.
Baseball, at this point, with the Yanks, you know.
I would say, like, trying, you know, most teams, if my teams are doing well, which is very rare, like, coming to the end of the year, I'd be like, all right, you know, stay healthy, get ready for the playoffs, but half the team is injured and they still win, so it doesn't really matter.
Best record in baseball.
At this point, I'm like, you know what? Just fast forward to the playoffs. You know, probably play Cleveland and Houston, and then and hopefully the Dodgers, which would be awesome, World Series.
Yeah.
So, they're in good shape. I'm very confident in them, even with their kind of shoddy pitching. But I think it's their year. I just kind of have that feeling. Like back in 2009, I had the same feeling all year.
You just
have, like, that aura about them.
Yeah, they got talent all over the place. It's just going to come down to pitching. Can Boone get creative with the pitching, with the starting pitching? If Severino comes back, is he going to be,
he's the key.
Yeah, him. Betances, I haven't even heard his name mentioned. I don't know if he's coming back or not.
He's like a little bit behind Severino, but he'll be back. If there's no setback, he'll be back
with
like less than a month. So.
Yeah. So it's just you know, I think they could beat Cleveland, the Astros. That's going to be tough. I mean, it's just beating them.
They need the home field.
Yeah, because the Astros, I think they've tailed off a little bit. They had lost like four or five in a row, I think. And,
I think they're up like three games on to the home field. So
right,
we'll see. And all the stuff like the savages in the box, like all the T-shirts. Now they have like the
I know
Brett Gardner with the Brett Gardner with the bat and the dugout. Like let Brett bang. They have like all these like rallying cries this year and like quotes. Like I feel like it's just, you know, it's like it's just their year.
Yeah, I could feel it. It's gonna be a fun October. Definitely. At this point, we're just kind of, you know, we still have over a month, you know, to get there.
For sure.
Yeah. So final stretch here. Mets, the Mets, what were they? They were like two games behind the wild card.
They're not like too far behind. They can get in there. They got a big homestand coming up this week, but they play like tough teams. I think they play the Indians starting tonight, and they have the Dodgers, and I think someone else that's good.
Yeah.
The Cubs maybe. So they have like a, you know,
tough stretch.
I'm not gonna lie. I want the Mets in it. I want them to make the playoffs. It's more fun when both teams are, you know, are in the playoffs there. It'd be a nice story too, you know, because they start out so bad. So for them to make that little run, and you know, that would be cool. So yeah, so Mets baseball will definitely be interesting this September. You know, I'll be tuning in even. Fuck it. So.
Juice, are you gonna play Fortnite with Dolan's kids tonight?
No, I was actually, the big question I was gonna ask you guys is, should I go exercise or should I go watch? I want to watch The Dark Knight.
No,
I would go get Popeyes if I were you.
Okay, so
big debate.
Yeah, all right. So let's get into it. So the big debate all over Twitter is who has the best chicken sandwich. And it's funny because Paul and I, without even consulting or talking about it, both got the Popeye's chicken sandwich today, which is kind of hilarious. It was delicious, but here's where I stand.
But
Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Shake Shack, Popeye's, none of them really, they're all very good. None of them really stand out to me. I don't know. I can't.
I agree. They're all pretty.
They're all pretty similar. They're all very good, and they're all pretty similar. I can't pick one.
It's fried chicken. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, how much better can a fast food place really make it from another one? Like,
right.
A little bit different seasoning, a little here, but like, they put for the most part, you know, Popeye's got the pickles. Different bun.
Well, even Chick-fil-A does the pick. Chick-fil-A, Shake Shack, they do the pickles. I think Wendy's does like tomato and lettuce and a little stuff. They all do like some sort of sauce that's good. But I just, none of them really, they're all good. I just, none of them really, you know, even I've had McDonald's before. There's this good, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's Juice. What do you think? I think you like Wendy's, right?
The Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich is epic, I think.
That's your favorite.
But I also, listen, grain of salt, I've never had the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
What?
I've never had Chick-fil-A before.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can see that. It took me a while, too, Tone, to get it. Like, it's not really around.
Yeah, that's true.
Now it's around, but I haven't had it yet. I've had Bojangles. Bojangles, delicious.
I heard that's good.
I gotta get that. That's down south, right?
Yeah.
Popeye's chicken sandwich, I don't think I've had that. I had the one at KFC. I've had the one.
Oh, yeah, it's KFC, too.
McDonald's. I've had the Burger King chicken sandwich. Wendy's.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot about KFC. They had the one with the Cheetos in it or some shit. That sounded gross to me.
Yeah. I don't know if they're trying to, like, what is that? Why would you put Cheetos in a chicken sandwich? What?
Yeah.
No. That makes no sense.
Yeah. Shouts to my brother-in-law, Rudy. He's a big fan of that one, and I just think it's gross.
I love Cheetos. Hey, I'll definitely try it. I just don't get, like, why, like, the mass amount of people will be like, yo, Cheetos on chicken? Like, let's go.
I know. Yeah, it's a little...
unless they're catering to people who just, like, get really, really high, like, daily.
Oh,
KFC.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
That's just... Of course. I mean...
Of course.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try that tomorrow.
Yeah. But you're seeing the polls. Like, I think Darren Ravel, he did, like, a poll, best chicken sandwich. Chick-fil-A is, like, the clear... I think that's just what people think. And I think it's because there's not as many of them as the other places.
Yeah.
You know? Like, all right, in the New York area, you know, there's a few in Midtown Manhattan. In Jersey, Juice, I think there's like in like the shopping malls. I know Garden State has one, Paramus Park. In Albany, they only have it in the airport. You know, they're not that abundant, you know, in a lot of places. So...
Yeah.
Whereas like KFC and Wendy's and even Popeyes, they're like everywhere now. So, I don't know. All this chicky.
I don't know. I could eat chicken from anywhere, man. So
yeah.
Hey, keep on making all these chicken sandwiches, all different kinds, Cheetos, chips,
calamari on the chicken, whatever. Keep on cooking that chicken. I'm good.
Put the calamari on there. All right. We'll go out on this. Favorite Epstein conspiracy theory. Go.
Well, for me, I'm hoping that James Dolan is behind all of this. He sells the team, goes to jail, everything, and then, who would buy it? I don't know. Let's just be happy that James Dolan sells it. Let's hope that he's behind everything.
I just can't believe this whole thing with Ghislaine Maxwell, who's, you know, I guess was Epstein's pimp or liaison, whatever she was, is just like front and center, sitting at a fucking In-N-Out in L.A., reading a CIA operative book, and just like,
yeah.
It's like they were like trolling us, you know, or, you know, controlling all this. It's just like, what are they sending a sign? Like, everything about it is fucked up. Now, the body swapping thing.
The whole thing is weird.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I, listen, I love conspiracy theories. The body swapping thing is just too much for me. I think that's a little much.
No, how would that be possible?
Anything's possible. If the people who are really running all this shit also run the jails, control the jails, control the media, control everything, they can make it happen.
They don't control the prisoners in there. They don't control every single guard, civilian, like. The guy who's bringing, like a vendor who's bringing in freaking toilet paper to the prison, how would you just wheel in Epstein? Would he come in through the roof?
Knock
out a bunch of concrete and bring him in somehow? Like,
especially because, like,
him out in the middle of the night when everyone's sleeping?
Especially because it's not Dannemora. They're not in the middle of nowhere. It's freaking Financial District. It's downtown Manhattan, you know? So it's not.
Park Row. It's like Chinatown. It's like, yeah. You know, shit.
Yeah, so I don't like that one. I think if he I don't know. I think there was that young female apparently that came to visit him.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Maybe she snuck something in, you know, like handed it to him, like, hey, you have to drink this. You have to die now. like this is what they said you have to do.
Like that, or either that, or just as simple as, hey. He paid a bunch of people off, like large sums of money, and said, hey, you know, leave me alone for like an hour. I'm going to kill myself. I can't live here my whole life.
Yeah. I mean, well, he was old, right? Wasn't he like almost 80? Or he was 80 or something 60? Like that?
No, he was like 68.
Oh, I thought he was older than that for some reason.
Nah. Yeah. He was like late 60s, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, eventually the media already stopped talking about it. You know, predictably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
always.
Of course. So the story's just going to go away, and it is what it is. This is, you know, whatever. Juice, you have any thoughts on it?
I just think it blows my mind that the Giants would take Daniel Jones at number 6.
That's a conspiracy. That's a big conspiracy.
No, I think Epstein... that he definitely was probably assisted in the suicide. He like wanted to die and people let it happen.
They catered to it. Yeah, they're like, you know what? Fuck it. You want to die? Die. So.
Yeah. And all the paintings in his Manhattan mansion or whatever.
Yeah.
With Clinton in a dress, Bush, Clinton. Bush with the 9/11 stuff, and, you know, obviously.
He had a lot of stuffed animals, like big ass animals, just like throughout the house. Did you read that article?
Yeah, it's fucking creepy.
Yeah, huge tiger and like a dog, like a little puppy dog. Like they said, it was like the creepiest thing.
Oh yeah, and they raided the island.
It'd be like a little dog, just like on the middle of like the living room floor.
Yeah,
but it was like a filled up dog.
Yeah,
strange.
They raided his island. And, you know, he's got like a temple there, and who knows what the fuck they found there. But of course, the FBI, the CIA, oh yeah, we're, you know, the FBI says, oh, we're looking into it. Yeah, of course they are. They're covering everything up.
There was definitely huge names involved, and then, they're hiding it.
I mean, it doesn't get any fucking crazier than this. The fucking Attorney General, Barr, I forget his first name, his father.
Bill.
What's that?
Bill.
Bill Barr. Yeah, so Bill Barr's father, back in like 1970 or the 70s, whatever, hired Epstein to work at the Dalton School as a teacher when he had like no education, or it was like the shadiest thing. So like there's that connection between the Barrs and Epstein, and it's like, okay, yeah, nothing's happening. This is going to be, you know, oh yeah, we're looking into it, and yeah. Nothing.
I don't know. I'm just picturing what's going through Josh's head right now.
I mean, dude, if you really look at it, it's like, I mean, we're not going to figure anything out. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to crack the case, but it's fucked up.
I know.
We're all just...
it is crazy.
Definitely, it is weird. There's definitely corruption involved, and it's...
Oh, yeah.
But, Listen, I'm not saying that any of the theories are not true. Well, maybe the body swap thing, but...
Yeah, that thing's kind of crazy.
Our old roommate from college, Capote, you probably saw the pictures on Facebook. He was saying like he would zero in on like the earlobes of like the, you know, scene when he was alive, and that scene was getting wheeled out. I was like, different shape. I was like, dude, you need help.
Yeah. you know what the best part about all this was? Trump like retweeting all the posts about how you know the Clintons, you know, were involved. Hashtag Clinton body count and Clinton mafia and stuff. And like this is our president like retweeting this stuff.
and then an hour later it was like Trump body count.
Oh yeah, it was just
all these pictures of Trump with Epstein, which is funny to me because like the hardcore Trump guys they'll be like, oh, you know, whatever, that means nothing. But then like they'll show pictures of Clinton. I'm like, dude, like, come on, like,
you gotta be a little objective
here, like,
yes,
I'm sure they both have, you know, whatever.
They both have been on his plane. Yeah, they've both been on his plane. They've both been to the island, probably. They've been to Epstein's places. I mean, come on, they're both probably, you know, were somehow involved with him. Had to manage their money, and who the fuck knows, dude. But hey, we'll never know, right? So.
Never know.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
We'll see True Detective, like, season 28 when we're in our nursing home. We can figure that out.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
I kind of want some chicken now, man. I might check out that case.
Well, guys, it's Taco Tuesday!
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I had some for lunch. You had a taco from where?
The hospital cafeteria.
Ooh, how was that?
Was it good? Pretty good, but they do it every Tuesday.
Nice. Oh. Nice. Yeah. A lot of people like this.
Only time I eat in the hospital cafeteria. It's only on Tuesday.
It's only Taco Tuesday.
Tacos.
Nice. Nice. Well, I'm about to go eat some. So.
Oh, go watch catch up on Succession. We gotta chat about that.
Yeah, show on TV. You're right. No, yeah. I definitely need to watch Succession. I'm way too behind now. I gotta get on that.
Just two.
Yeah, so I gotta get on that, and we'll eventually
so good.
Get through it. Yeah. So, Bachelor in Paradise tonight.
Yeah. I can't believe the Giants get Daniel Jones. It blows my mind. Some people overthink it. That's where people go wrong. They forget you got to win. All right, Baker, fuck.
Dude, he's gonna eat his words. He's gonna be the prime guy for the freezing cold take account. Daniel Jones and Mayfield. All the people who made fun of Jones, I think they're gonna eat their words.
Yep.
Eventually.
Yep.
So
for sure.
Karma.
Yeah.
Karma.
But all right, guys.
All right.
Good shit.
Bye.
Peace.
You're welcome. You're welcome.